La Sal protects Serrano Limón, Eduardo Arce Schreiber, summary. This week's piece is a detailed testimony from Eduardo Arce Schreiber about the sexual abuse he experienced at the hands of Lasallian religious brother, Francisco Serrano Limón, while he was a 16-year-old student at the Senior High School of Universidad La Salle in Mexico City in 2010. The conversation reconstructs both the incident and the institutional context in which it occurred, while also addressing the broader implications for accountability and justice. Eduardo describes his arrival at La Salle after moving from Mérida to Mexico City, emphasizing the contrast between his previous small, secular school and the large, prestigious Catholic institution in a well-off neighborhood in the nation's capital. Serrano Limón, who taught physics and held a pastoral role within the school, was a charismatic figure who cultivated trust among students and faculty. According to Eduardo, this trust was reinforced by behavior that blurred boundaries, including sexualized comments and inappropriate discussions in class, as well as strongly ideological messaging about abortion. The incident took place near the end of the school year. Eduardo recounts how Serrano Limón invited him, along with other students, to visit a house belonging to the Lasallian brothers under the pretext of leisure activities. Ultimately, Eduardo went alone. He describes being taken to the residence, shown around, and offered a drink, after which he began feeling unusually drowsy. Inside Serrano Limón's private room, Eduardo states that the teacher physically restrained him on the bed and initiated unwanted contact. Eduardo managed to break away and locked himself in the bathroom until he could leave. The aftermath, as narrated by Eduardo, highlights both immediate trauma and the institutional response. He describes fear, confusion, and emotional distress, followed by telling a friend and later his parents. His family confronted school authorities the same day. According to Eduardo, La Salle administrators addressed the situation internally, offered psychological support, and assured his family that Serrano Limón would not return to campus. However, Eduardo also states that the institution sought to contain the situation by asking him to tell his peers to avoid discussing the issue. In the months that followed, Eduardo experienced severe psychological and medical consequences, including anxiety attacks, seizures, and a suicide attempt. Medical professionals linked these symptoms to trauma, and the costs of treatment were reportedly covered by the school. Despite this recognition of harm, Eduardo says his family chose not to pursue a formal criminal complaint at the time. Eduardo later left La Salle but eventually returned to complete his studies, describing this as a personal attempt to confront what had happened. Years afterward, he came across a public apology issued by the institution to another victim of the same teacher, which, he says, underscored the existence of earlier cases and reinforced his perception that the problem was larger than the university had acknowledged and had not been adequately addressed. He also claims Serrano Limón maintained contact with school environments and youth activities after the initial incident, which would contradict earlier assurances. The interview also situates Serrano Limón within a broader context. He is identified as the brother of Jorge Serrano Limón, a prominent figure in Mexico's late 20th century pro-life movement. While Eduardo clarifies that this connection was not explicitly invoked in his interactions with the teacher, the piece situates this connection within a wider network of influence in Mexican public sphere. Eduardo further argues that institutional protection and conflicts of interest may be affecting the current legal process, as the former lawyer of the Universidad La Salle is a current high-ranking official in Mexico's Attorney General's office. At the time of the interview, an arrest warrant had been issued against Serrano Limón, though he remains at large. Eduardo notes that his case is the only one among several alleged victims to have reached this stage. A concluding section reflects on the structural challenges surrounding such cases in Mexico. It emphasizes the barriers victims face in pursuing justice, including the risk of revictimization, evidentiary burdens, and systemic inefficiencies, while also pointing to the broader difficulty of addressing sexual abuse within religious institutions in Latin America.